Hello there, and welcome to episode 182 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We're trying things out a little differently, setup-wise. Nail Fury's here, hanging out on camera this time around with us. So, hello there!
Hello there!
So we'll probably do a sound check afterwards to make sure everything's working okay. So far, so good, however. How's your week been, bud? We didn't see you last week.
It's been weird.
It's been weird. That works, yeah. His personal life, anxiety, etc. Fun stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Very fun.
Oh, yeah. It's thrilling to have anxiety.
Yep.
But as we were setting up, he and I were discussing WoW because it recently had a patch this week. Lots of new content. It's the first decimal point update. So you have major updates and you have minor updates in World of Warcraft. The major updates bring a lot of new content, eventually raid content, for example. And features, rearrangements. Obviously, I haven't played this character. if you're watching the video, since Christmas time, and even scored the reindeer Rudolph glowing nose character pet. One of the things that they did was they changed the spec for hunters, the marksman spec, and the rumor had been we were losing pets entirely. It's like, well, crap. That's one of the things about being a hunter in World of Warcraft. But fortunately, if you choose the right talents, you can still be a hunter. Even if there's a yak in the recording that puts its furry butt in front of your reindeer. So, yeah. But there we are. Fortunately, World of Warcraft, or the major patch, is live. That means that the time walking that we usually use to level isn't going on, sadly. For the first time since October, we haven't had a week with time walking in it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Time walking is when in-game they bring back old content, and you can pretty much bring any character you want from anywhere and just go forth. And I have a lot of alts. So leveling the alts through time walking is just an absolutely phenomenal way to do it. If you are a tank or a healer, the queue just flies by. So I have some tanks that, you know, I should probably be leveling eventually. Some that even look like Ozzy Osbourne. Hello, Zordraki. But that was the main big thing this week, I think. We were just playing some Marvel Rivals earlier today with your brother.
Yep.
And then you have every single Warbond in Helldivers presently?
Yeah.
You're working on the final one?
Yep. I'm going to be able to get the infinite ammo gun tomorrow.
That's awesome. And you said it's like a shotgun?
Yeah.
Similar to a shotgun? One of the crazy things about this particular Warbond... So, Helldivers separates their content into what's called Warbonds. So, players have the option of either working very hard and saving up in-game currency and earning the in-game currency, or they can just buy the Warbond with real money.
Yeah.
He's spending his own hard-earned cash on that, and so be it. It's better than buying a bunch of level boosts in World of Warcraft, right, buddy? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh dang it, I wish I could dropkick my younger self.
Yeah. Well, you started playing World of Warcraft when?
Warlords.
So, Warlords of Draenor. I don't offhand remember when Warlords was released. Let's see
It
here.
was late Warlords.
So, it was late Warlords. Warlords was released in 2014. Do you feel old yet? Yep, he feels old. Okay. So if it was late Warlords, that means possibly 2015 or 16 is when you got your World of Warcraft account and started adventuring with us. So, yeah, do you feel old yet?
Maybe.
That was 10 years ago, possibly 9 or 10 years ago.
No.
But he was spending his own birthday money, his own money, on what we call level boosts, which lets you just throw money at the game and suddenly you get, like, right now the max level is 80. So you'd throw money at the game and suddenly you have a level 80.
Actually, they made it so then it's only level 70, so 10 levels below the max level.
So they've changed things a bit.
Yep.
It looks like. So the standard level boost, it's been $60 for a while. Right now there's a sale, it looks like.
Yeah.
But so he'd get $60, he'd earn $60, there'd be a birthday or a Christmas, and that's what he would slam his money down on. Yeah. That's what he would slam his money down on, my poor boy.
I lost so much.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many characters that are either extremely hard to rescue or just, well, actually, just extremely hard to rescue.
And what he means by that is there's, gear. World of Warcraft is a very gear-focused game, so if you don't have the gear, you're not going to kill things. And if you're not killing things, well, then you're just going to die.
Yeah. Like, there's a paladin I have named Bulletstrike. I don't remember if you remember
Barely, but you
him.
haven't bowled him off. You haven't dusted him off in ages.
Yeah. He's still in Shadowlands, which makes it harder. And he just has all this gear that is like item level 100.
And so there are ways to rescue your characters, like the auction house, crafting. So there are ways we could go and rescue the characters. It's just going back and doing it and taking that effort and time.
Yeah. And
And
that's the hard part.
the effort and time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big new update to World of Warcraft. You have the war bond, all of the war bonds now. The other funny thing of the Helldivers war bond is the backpack, right? Yeah. The evil cackle says it all.
The portable hell bomb is one of the n newest stratagems I just love.
So it's like strapping a nuclear bomb to your back and then just charging into the enemy and exploding yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know that TikTok I showed you, Patrick?
I think so. Just.
So I was in a game with a cadet who probably had this friend that was like 150, because the cadet was level one, so no way they could go to a higher difficulty.
Oh, so Helldivers has levels, player levels, to prevent you from being confronted with, atrociously difficult content while you're still learning the game. So you were in a party with a level one cadet and a level 150 other player.
Yeah. And
oh dear.
when we got into the match, we were on Super Hell Dive, by the way.
Which is the max difficulty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I just threw down the portable hell bomb and got on the mic and said, "Hey, cadet, you should grab this."
Oh man. Total troll move, dude. Oh.
And so he did grab it. And I just told him, "Okay, good. Now charge into that giant horde." And then I pressed the button on to activate the bomb, and he just charged in.
Yes, my minion, go forth and explode.
And then they got on mic, like, "How do I take it off?" And I responded, "For democracy."
There is a way to drop the backpack. Like the practical application is you run in, you activate the backpack, you drop it, and
Yeah.
then you run out. Like that's the design expectation, but that's not what the player base is doing at all. That's just not what the player base does at all. That no.
What I do is I just throw on the Democracy Protects armor.
And that armor gives you a 50% chance of surviving anything that kills you
Yep.
with one hit point left, right?
Yeah.
So that you can then use a stim and get back to full.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Because one time when I used said hell bomb with that armor, I just flew, and I then started getting blown up by my other teammates and was still surviving.
Wow.
I was bouncing everywhere.
Just follow the bouncing hell diver.
Yep. And this dude who had a southern accent just got on the mic and said, "You must be one lucky damn beep."
Because every time you're flying around and making impact with something, that's another 50% chance of either living or dying, right?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of consecutive ro flipping heads in a row on a coin. Wow. Okay, yeah. Cool. I mean, it works. It works.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
Here, cadet, have this hell bomb.
So that's kind of the antics of the week as far as gaming goes.
Yeah.
That's wild. Awesome, but wild. Personally, also, last night I was playing with your brother and one of the adopted kids, his best friend, one of his best friends in Civilization VII again. And Keela gave feedback of really appreciating having something else going on in the background as we were talking, but we also have you on camera, so it's one of those six of one, half a dozen of another. Which one might the listeners want in the future?
Yeah.
But I did load that up in the background as well, just to have it going, which makes for a good transitionary piece anyway, because unless you have something else gaming wise, like we're in the modern era now in the game with your brother. So that's pretty cool. We're getting slapped around by the PC players because Lafayette, the one of the PC leaders, the computer characters were all put on a different map, like a different continent by themselves. And then the human players were all put on a different continent by themselves,
Oh.
which was really interesting. And it's a game balance thing that the human players are supposed to end up together and contact each other, so that way if you want to just play together and ignore the computer, you can. Pretty cool, really.
Yeah.
But your brother just kept the defaults, so that meant then we were having computer players. And there they were, just on the other continent, building themselves up through the entire original age. I'm forgetting antiquity or something. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm currently in on
your solo?
On my solo. So, but I'm too much of a noob to even know what. How to find that information. Yeah, there we go. So in the scoreboard here, like there I am near the bottom because I'm just total noob. The computer's kicking my butt too.
Nice.
So the game gives you various objectives, paths that you're supposed to unlock, achievements in the game, yeah. And once you satisfy those achievements, you score points, and once everybody has scored enough points to get the Age of Antiquity, that's what it's called, to 100% over here, it shifts to the next age.
Nice.
So the next one is Exploration, where you're exploring the world, and then the final one is Modern Day, you know. And so there we are in the Age of Exploration, finally discovering this other continent, just full of two computer players, but then this decently large swath of land that they just decided to not claim. Mm. Because in this game, we're limited on how many cities we can actually have and manage, which is, it's kind of a weird change. I'm not sure if I like it yet or not.
Honestly, I think that does make sense, though, because just imagine you're trying to manage like 30 cities at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And in Civ 6, that would happen.
Yeah.
And it would eat a lot of time. So they tweaked the game to make it more player friendly.
Yeah. Although I would prefer if it was a double digit like 10, because I don't like that 8.
You can eventually push it up through discovering various technologies and things. Hmm. Like when you first start the game, it's 3. And so as you progress, you unlock the ability to have more cities.
Okay.
But like I've worked my way up to 8 at this point. I just don't have the space yet to conquer 8, and I haven't built up the settlers to do so.
Gotcha.
But so there they are. But with the various point systems, it's a much wilder. I'm not used to it at all yet, so that's why your brother is just knocking me out of the water as far as winning goes, because he knows to go and check and see what the legacy path points are. I'm just playing Civ. I'm playing old school Civ like always. Meanwhile, the computer player here is like, oh, I'm going to go for this cultural purple thing. What? Oh, I was supposed to be doing that? I didn't realize that. So, Civ 7 definitely brings in a different, completely different play style that I am not yet used to.
Would you say it's simpler than 6 or more complicated?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
So, it's completely different. It feels completely different. And I know we talked about this last week, too. It's just, I have it up on screen, so why not? Because I'm also trying to sell you on it. But you are mildly interested, right?
I have been wanting to put it on my birthday list.
Cool. Excellent. Sounds good to me.
I just know I'm definitely not getting it with my money.
Gotcha. Like, that scout, I just told it to stay where it was and do a lookout action. And so it then unlocked a bunch of view that otherwise I would normally have had to say, march forth, my buddy. So each unit has some new unique traits, too, that you just don't expect in a Civ game.
Nice.
But no additional gaming thoughts, I assume, right? At the moment?
Not that I can think of.
I might be in Age of Exploration on this, actually, given that, oh, look, there's open ocean and stuff.
You know how I told you I'm planning to be a mule once I get the infinite gun?
Oh, yeah, in Helldivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, my plan is to get the bonus thing that makes the stem effects last longer.
Cool.
And then put on the medical gear. And before the match starts, I'll just get on mic or type it out. What gear stratagems do you guys want me to choose? Because I have infinite ammo on my gun.
Neat. Just to give some compatriots some extra power, yeah. Strategizing.
Yeah, because
that's cool.
The only stratagem I'll just choose right off the bat is the supply pack.
Okay.
Because that resupplies.
Right.
And honestly, actually, I might think about just choosing my own stuff. And then whenever I throw it down, I just mark it.
Cool.
Like, hey, over here.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I also have this new grenade.
It's like a homing tracker grenade, right?
Well, that too, but I also have this stun grenade.
Oh.
The homing tracker one, I just love. That's my new default for everything, pretty much.
Nice.
But with my support loadout, I'm going to go with the stun grenade. Reason being is if one of my teammates are in a pickle, I can throw the grenade and stun all the enemies and then shoot my stim gun at my teammate.
Cool. Very cool.
That's my last gaming thought.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, because we had the Marvel Rivals today that went pretty smoothly. Won some, lost some. It was neat to have your coworker join us.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Mr. Fly.
Mr. Fly. Hey, trade opportunities.
Nice.
So we're going to do that.
How do you increase the gold earning?
By either sending out your trade routes or by building buildings that will generate gold.
Hmm.
Like here, for example, will one of these offer it? Doesn't look like it. So a civic might give you add another city.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Gotcha. Is there anything you had plans for?
Well, with gaming, mostly covered. Did you see any interesting political TikToks or anything that was on your mind?
The only one I've most recently seen is Trump signing some sort of thing that makes it so then people under 19 can't get trans care.
Oh, yeah. So he signed an executive order. Executive orders aren't law. And he doesn't seem to understand that whatsoever. He definitely thinks he's a king and will just toss around his weight accordingly. But executive orders aren't law. They're basically wish lists. Now, some executive orders, because the executive branch is a part of government, will just go into effect. It's like, go forth, my minions. I would like to see this particular office reorganized so that it's like this now. Now, there are some laws in place too that prevent that kind of thing. Like he's had a bunch of weird orders about federal employees, and I think we've talked about it before, the buyout option. Like, here, I want everybody to resign and we'll buy you out and you can work for X amount of time still getting paid. That wasn't legal, because there was no law or budget in place saying he was allowed to do that. He was allowed to offer that.
Of course.
It gets messy. It gets very, very messy. There have been a lot of odd firings in the Department of Defense, and that's something he can just do because the executive branch, the president, is also the citizen leader of the military. That's one way that the founders said, we don't want the military ever taking over, so the president is the commander in chief. They are the top military leader. So he can promote, hire, fire, etc., pretty easily with the military. And that's what he's doing. He's rearranging things. Massive disrespect to women. So he's claiming that they were only in the position because they were women, rather than respecting the fact that they were very hardworking and moving up in the ranks naturally. And I just love the look of both confusion and disgust on your face right now. So yeah, it's pretty terrible. He's a pretty terrible individual, as far as respecting women whatsoever. But we kind of already knew that.
That actually reminds me, one of the things about him that grosses me out most is that he'd F his daughter if she wasn't his daughter.
Oh, that statement that he made a while back. Yeah. He's just a problematic individual.
It still surprises me that anyone voted for him, especially after he said that.
He's gross.
Like
Confirmed.
you're seriously gonna choose the dude who said he'd F his daughter?
He's gross. Confirmed.
Yep.
Yeah. Very confirmed, sadly.
Yeah. I even saw this TikTok. I don't know how old it is, but and I can't remember most of it, but it was some sort of a call interview with Trump and his daughter. And one of the questions asked were, what were What is one of the favorite things you guys like to do together? And then the daughter said something pretty basic. I think it was a sport of some sort.
Okay.
And then the interviewer looked at Trump on the call and said, "Trump, what about you?" And he said, "Well, I was gonna say sex."
I almost want us to go and find that soundbite just to make sure that's what you're remembering properly, but I also don't want to go and find that soundbite because he's, you know,
Yeah.
so.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was legit, but also
Yeah.
I really hope it's not.
Me too. Me too.
Only reason why I say I think it's legit was because his daughter logged off.
Oh, well, yeah, that's kind of one of those pretty clear red flag moments, possibly.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a shame.
Yeah. Crossing my fingers that it's not true, though.
Yeah, me too. Me too, by a lot. Ugh. Okay. But yeah. The other weird thing that happened last week was President Musk sending out something that he's done with a lot of his companies, which is email the last five things you did in the week, like your top five things you did in the week. Prove that you are useful to this company so that we'll keep you. It's a very old school, unempathetic management style of you are all cogs in the machine. You are not real human beings. You are only here to serve me and make the company more money. Or in this case, you are only here to serve the federal government and we want to cut as many jobs as possible to try to save the federal government money. It's just like Trump, Musk is trying to run the government as a business. It's just there are so many extra laws protecting employees in the federal government that it's not possible. I mean, what's really funny is that various federal departments were saying, yeah, you can ignore Musk because you don't report directly to the organization that sent out that demand. You don't report to Musk, you report to me.
Yeah.
So it's just this, they are their own worst enemies and are shooting themselves in the foot. It's lightly amusing if it wasn't so nightmarish,
Yeah.
but they are fortunately their own worst enemies. We also have the matter of the Republicans finally getting a budget put together with no votes to spare, and they want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and other helpful programs for the people so that they can give the rich more tax cuts.
I think I lost brain cells.
He's disgusted. The 16-year-old understands the idea of helping people when President Musk does not. That's all it is. That's all it is. So, yeah. The other weird thing that happened very recently, like I think either Thursday or Friday, is President Zelensky of Ukraine visited the White House. And for all intents and purposes, basically got into a yelling match with Trump, Vance, and things fell apart.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Why'd the yelling match start?
They were wanting something. Like, Trump wanted mineral rights for, you know, in Ukraine, let American businesses start coming over to Ukraine, start mining, etc. But he also wanted Zelensky to sign off and agree that, yeah, he's the bad guy in the situation rather than Putin being the aggressor. Like, Trump is basically parroting Putin. So it's President Putin with international matters, and it's President Musk with domestic matters.
Love.
Trump doesn't have a real voice or think for himself, which is hugely ironic because that's what his followers do too, is not think for themselves. And it's really weird to watch this because there's a clip, for example, of Trump sitting in his cabinet meeting on his phone. He's, you know, he's staring down. He's looking at his phone and he's staring down here. And off in the left side of the picture is Musk giving the presentation, talking through things. So Musk is acting as the president, and it is so wonderful to be able to see you emote your disgust as opposed to just hearing dead silence and not knowing your physical reaction. Your brain's on fire, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. We're screwed, but yeah, it's problematic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The whole thing is problematic.
And stupid.
And stupid, yeah. But there we are.
When I hear about these stories, it makes me wish I was a billionaire, so then I could just be like, nope, I'm gonna help all these people, because you guys are greedy a-holes.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm not gonna have any ties with you, you know?
Yep. It's disturbing and sad.
Yeah.
That's, you know, just kind of how it is. Ooh, I'm risking open ocean. But any other, like, big thoughts of politics, TikTok, gaming?
I wish the sniper made his shot the first time.
Dude. I can understand the sentiment, but we do need to not promote violence. There are other ways to solve this problem, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mostly said it as a joke.
Just wanted to make sure. Wanted to make it clear now, rather than having them come out of the woodwork and want to, you know, cancel you and whatnot, or whatever might happen. So
yeah,
I get it. I understand the frustration, 100%. I'm sure there are lots of folks that would agree with you.
Both truthfully and as joke.
Yes. So, yeah.
Honestly, Mother would probably be like, hell yeah.
Probably. Probably. But with that then, we can probably close out unless some other random thought comes to mind. Not really.
Not really.
So, thank you everyone for joining us on episode 182 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. If you would like to leave a comment, you're welcome on the blog, flameflash.net, email podcast@flameflash.net, or there's always YouTube and leaving comment there. So, Keila appreciated seeing something extra on the screen, so I hope it's still enjoyable this second time around. And I guess it does help us show what we're talking about a little bit too. If I had that war bond in Helldivers, for example, I'd probably have brought up the hell bomb just to further the point, but
Yeah.
I don't have it, so. Oh, this ship's gonna get in danger pretty soon if I don't find something to get close to. But we'll call it here. Thank you, everyone. And hopefully, we'll see you next week.
Live with honor, Helldivers salute.
Indeed.